let me just start right here at the beginning. This is Helen Goldberg, the evening of May 1st, 2000, and I'm in the home of the Platts, Ethel and David Platt, at Heather Green in Wilmington, Delaware. And now I'd like to talk to the Platts about their early life. Okay.
Can you talk about my father?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, my father was an agnostic.
Come a little closer. Okay.
My father was an agnostic. He was an agnostic because when he first came to this country by himself, no family, he was 16. He came from Jerusalem, where he grew up, and had a very good Hebrew education. And when he was here and the high holidays came along, he naturally went to synagogue.
Yes.
And they wanted money.
Oh, my.
No ticket, no money. Sorry. He didn't want any parts of that, and that took care of his religion altogether.
Let me check the window. I hope that's it. Well, you start talking again about your Jewish education. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you wanted to go to the
Workman Circle.
Yes, but it was a distance. Okay.
Well, my father wouldn't send us to any Hebrew school run by the synagogue, but he would have been glad to send us to Workman Circle, except it was too far away since we were living in Fishtown then.
Okay.
And that was the end of my Jewish education.
All right.
Except what we got from the forewords, you know, that he would read out loud.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. My mother washed the dishes, and he would read the forewords out loud.
Yes.
Let me check.
The forewords.
Give me your history.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
My parents... My father was born and raised in Lugansk in the Ukraine. My mother in Kostyakovets, a village in Lithuania. They met in this country when my mother was about 16, my father about 18. My mother's older sister was married to my father's older brother. My father was agnostic, but he thought that his children ought to have a Jewish education to know what their religion is. And when I was 10, family enrolled in the Amish Kodesh, and I went to Hebrew school there from the age of 10 until after I was bar mitzvah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Your parents were married in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Married in Philadelphia.
You said something about going out west.
I was born in Philadelphia, and when I was 1 or 2 months old, the family moved to Pueblo, Colorado. Pueblo is a small town, which is a suburb.
How come he moved there?
Of Denver. They moved there on medical advice. My father had a chronic cough, and his doctor told him that if he doesn't get out in the fresh air,
mm-hmm.
he will get TB. So he moved to Pueblo, Colorado, had a shoe shop, and didn't get out in fresh air because he worked from early to late. When I was 4 years old, the whole family, my mother, my father, my two older sisters, and I were admitted to the hospital with influenza in 1918.
Oh, my.
And when they were all sick in the hospital and didn't expect to live, my mother got my father to promise that if they survived, they would move back to Philadelphia.
Oh,
they
mm-hmm.
survived, they would move back to Philadelphia.
I see. Uh-huh. And you said he looked for a
shoe repair shop in Philadelphia. Didn't find a suitable one, but he found one in Wilmington, and the family moved to Wilmington. Oh. Has been here ever since.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very good.
Most of the rest of the story that my life with Ethel is told in the article from the Medical Society of Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I might add that years ago, Dr. Elton Resnick called me and said that Charlie Levy and he had been the doctors of Birkholm for years, And when I and my partner, Leo Sherman, take it over, I checked with Leo Sherman. He was willing. So for years, we were the volunteer physicians for Bicker Column. One of us went there each week to do routine physicals and to ask if any resident had a problem who we would then see. That kept up until Bicker Column moved to Kutztown.
And didn't Dr. Harry Taylor take over?
Not at Bicker Column. That was at the Kutztown.
Kutztown, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Richard, of course, was educated here in Wilmington.
Yes. And went through the Wilmington schools. Then went to the University of Pennsylvania for his undergraduate work. Then to Harvard Medical School.
Oh,
and
nice.
Ever since he's graduated from Harvard Medical School, he's been on the staff and is now a full professor of medicine at Harvard.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He married a classmate who is also a full professor at Harvard.
Uh-huh.
Well, he is in medicine, she's in pediatric hematology dash oncology.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay. Anything else that you want to add to
I don't
that?
Think so.